Nolte, Hunter Biden plays victim after refusing child support while spending $872,000 on sex. By John Nolte on December 13, 2023. Hunter Biden played the victim before the national media Wednesday, just days after we discovered he spent $872,000 on hookers, porn, and sex clubs while fighting against paying child support for his baby daughter. Because Democrats got it so good, Joe Biden's whoremongering deadbeat of a son knew he could state the following to the national media with a straight face. And yes, Breitbart News has confirmed the video below is in fact Hunter Biden. The confusion comes from the fact he's wearing clothes. For 6 years, MAGA Republicans, including members of the House committees who are in a closed-door session right now, have impugned my character, invaded my privacy, attacked my wife, my children, my family, and my friends. They have ridiculed my struggle with addiction. They've belittled my recovery. And they've tried to dehumanize me, all to embarrass and damage my father. The infrequently clothed 53-year-old gangster grandstanded before the U.S. Capitol as the House of Representatives prepares to take an impeachment inquiry vote regarding his fraudulent see Joe Biden's alleged financial corruption, as summarized by my colleague Wendell Hussey-Bo. Biden family members and Biden business-linked entities received more than $15 million from individuals in Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, Romania, and China. Joe Biden spoke with Hunter Biden's business associates at least 22 times. Joe Biden lied about his involvement in the business. Joe Biden received direct monthly payments from Hunter Biden's Owasco PC business account, which received payments from Chinese state-linked companies and other foreign nationals and companies. Investigators flagged the Justice Department's deviations in the 5-year investigation into Hunter Biden. An FBI FD-1023 form alleges Joe Biden accepted a $5 million bribe while vice president. Republican Chairman James Comer of the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hunter to appear for a closed-door deposition Wednesday. Hunter refused but said he is prepared to answer questions in a public hearing where committee Democrats can play games and filibuster to ensure the questioning turns into a circus and protects both Bidens from their financial corruption. "I'm here to testify at a public hearing today. To answer the committee's questions," the racist N-word user said. "What are they afraid of? I'm here, I'm ready." Between 2016 and 2019, this is the same guy who spent $872,000 to get laid, another $397,000 on clothing and accessories, which he obviously never wore, and withdrew $1.6 million from cash machines. But when he was sued for child support, he claimed he was broke. Hunter has 5 kids, but this particular daughter was born in 2018 while he was living the high life with top-flight hookers and top-flight hotels smoking crack. And then he fought to avoid his responsibility to support or even recognize her. A little, innocent girl. His own child. But he's the victim. He's also defying a lawful congressional subpoena. But he's the victim. Naturally, after Hunter finished his statement, he did not take any questions. Not that the media would have asked him anything other than, "How does being a victim of MAGA Republicans make you feel about that Nazi Donald Trump returning to the White House after his insurrectionist white power gathering of QAnon women haters who torture puppies and refuse to get vaxxed while spreading conspiracy theories about PBS and we love you and your art, Hunter?" Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrow Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.